So, I will be reading the verse and you will please repeat after me. Verse number 42. Atmam shabhutam tamayam. Bhavanim bhagavan bhavaha. Sammatam rishi mukhyanam. Pritya chastath bharata. So there is no purport. I'll simply read the translation. We'll go to the next verse. O descendant of Bharat Maharaj, Lord Shiva, in jubilation, then addressed his wife Bhavani, who is accepted by all authorities as the potency of Lord Vishnu. Text 43 again has no purport, so we will just read the Sanskrit and the English translation and go to the next verse. Aiva paschas tvam ajasya mayam parasya pumsa paradevataya aham kalanam rishabhopi mukhe yaya vashone kim uttas vatantraha. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Lord Shiva said, O Goddess, you have now seen the illusory energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the unborn master of everyone. Although I am one of the principal expansions of His Lordship, even I was illusioned by His energy. What then is to be said of others who are fully dependent on Maya? No purport. So we go to text number 44. Which we will discuss today. So, please repeat this verse after me. Yammam apriccas tvam upetya yogat. Sama sahasranta uparatam vai. Saesha sakshat purusha purano. Na yatra kalo vishate na vedaha. Translation. When I finish performing mystic yoga for 1,000 years, you asked me upon whom I was meditating. Now, here is that Supreme Person to whom time has no entrance, and who the Vedas cannot understand. Purport, translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Purport, eternal time enters anywhere and everywhere, but it cannot enter the kingdom of God, nor can the Vedas understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is an indication of the Lord's being omnipotent, omnipresent, and omniscient. So, we are in this beautiful pastime where Lord Shiva is being bewildered by Mohini Murti. And who is Mohini Murti? The Supreme Lord Himself. And actually, Shiva has asked to see this form. He was very, very eager to see this beautiful form of the Lord. And because He is the best of the demigods, and the demigods were not affected to that extent when they saw Mohini Murti, they were aware that this is the Supreme Lord. They were not bewildered. So he thought, I'm not going to be bewildered. I'm the best of the demigods. But the Lord chose to use His internal potency and transform and expand it actually into a beautiful woman who was so bewitching, so charming, so alluring, so mesmerizing, so hypnotizing that Lord Shiva was completely captured. Forgetting everything, he ran after her. And the Lord purposefully took him through so many places where all the sages were, through forests, through lakes and shores of beaches and mountains and so many different places, just for the sages to understand, here's our Lord Shiva and he's running after a woman. What is this? This was a lesson. And it's a lesson to all of us too, that the bewildering potency of the Lord is extremely powerful and anyone can get bewildered. What to speak of us? Lord Brahma. We know the Brahma Vimohan Leela, where he thought, how is this little boy holding a little lump of, you know, yogurt and, you know, in his hand, yogurt and rice and eating that, his mouth is still having all yogurt and he's playing with his little boys. He cannot be God. It's not possible. I'm going to try something. So what did Lord Brahma try? He stole all the cowherd boys and the calves and he put them in a cave. And when Krishna came searching, looking here and there, no cowherd boys, no calves, nothing. Immediately, Krishna understood what is going on. And so, by his potency, he reproduced every calf and every cowherd boy, but they were all Krishna. And so, when they went back in the evening to Vrindavan, the mothers could not stop themselves from picking up their little cowherd baby boys and hugging them and kissing them and loving them because they felt such overwhelming love for their child. The cows couldn't stop licking their little calves because that was Krishna. And so this is the power of Krishna that no one can understand. As it is said over here, the Lord is omnipotent, that means he's all powerful. Omnipresent, he's present everywhere and he knows past, present and future. And he's omniscient, he's all knowing. So let's go back to the very first line. What does it say here? Eternal time enters everywhere and anywhere, but it cannot enter the kingdom of God. Srila Prabhupada says, time is conspicuous by its absence in the spiritual world. Here, time marches on and on and on. No one can stop time. No one. There is a saying, time and tide wait for no man. Even the richest man cannot tell time, stop. I don't want to grow old. I don't want to die. Even the richest man cannot say that because time, kalosmi, is manifestation of Krishna in this material world. But there is absence of time in the spiritual world. It's the present forever. You never grow old. There's only bliss and happiness and joy and delight of serving and loving Krishna as a flower, as a bee, as a blade of grass, as a monkey, as a tree, as a river, as the gopas, as the gopis, as Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, Subal, Sridham, Radharani, and the gopis. This is the spiritual world where time is conspicuous by its absence. We're not looking at the clock and, oh my gosh, it's so late, I have to do this, I have to do this. There's no anxiety. Vaikuntha means it's a place of peace. There is no anxiety. Golok Vrindavan is higher than even Vaikuntha. But Vaikuntha means there is no anxiety. Can you even imagine such a world? Huh? Where there's no anxiety. The present is forever. No one grows old. No one gets diseases. There's no COVID. There's no cold and cough and fever. Or if there is, it's a transcendental pastime like Lord Jagannath getting a cold and fever so that the devotees can serve him. And if there's anxiety, it's transcendental anxiety. How can I serve Krishna nicely? How can I serve him better? How can I serve Radharani better? Like this. This is the anxiety. While here, the anxiety is survival. It's completely different here as compared to the spiritual world. So we are getting descriptions of what this world is like. What is the kingdom of God like? We are all longing for something where we can be completely at peace, completely joyful, completely in love with someone so that we can express that love and we have no anxiety. But where is it here? It's not possible here. There's always anxiety, always someone, even if we want to give our love, they want to betray us or cheat us or something like that. And then we have the anxiety of dealing with the material energy, adi daivika, adi bhautika, adhyatmika. All these three miseries coming at us all the time. But the kingdom of God, there is no misery. There is no anxiety. It's a place of ever-increasing bliss because Krishna and his loving servitors are in the spiritual world. And we actually belong there. We have lost our way. And here we are in the material world, trying to get by as best as we can. Now how to get back to the spiritual world? Lord Chaitanya has made it very simple. What does Lord Chaitanya say? Chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is a gift of love from the spiritual world to show us this is a glimpse of what you will experience forever in the spiritual world. When we are in Harinam Sankirtan, what happens to us? We are joyful, blissful, happy, delighted, ecstatic, isn't it? That is a tiny glimpse of the spiritual world. We are just getting a tiny little drop. But imagine that forever. This is the gift coming from the spiritual world. Golokera prema dhan harinam sankirtan. That is why we are asking everybody, chant, chant, chant. And sing, sing, sing. Dance, dance, dance. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is the way you're going to get back to Krishna. By chanting the holy names of Krishna, which is non-different from Krishna, we are going to become Krishna-ized. And the all-powerful Lord, whom even the Vedas cannot understand, how glorious, how great, how wonderful, how enchanting he is there waiting for us. When Gopakumar came back, what did Krishna do? He ran to embrace him and then he just fainted in ecstasy. I've waited for you so long and now you're here. Srila Prabhupada says, when you come back to the spiritual world, I will be there. And I will take your hand like this, and I will take Krishna's hand like this, and I will put it together. This is Srila Prabhupada's promise. Isn't this wonderful? And Srila Prabhupada says, I have the key to the back door. We just have to please Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, the key! And how do we please Srila Prabhupada? It's so simple. Follow the instructions of the spiritual master. What is Srila Prabhupada asking from us? Very simple things. Chant Hare Krishna. Take part in the Harinam Sankirtan movement. Take Krishna Prasadam. Engage in service. Follow strictly the four regulative principles. Purify your life. And come back home to Krishna. Where every word is a song. Every step is a dance. Every day is a festival. And time is conspicuous by its absence. There is no anxiety. There is only joy, which is ever increasing. Anandam Buddhivardhanam. And that Supreme Lord, who is all-powerful, all-knowing, all-potent, is there playing like a little cowherd boy. So enchanting, isn't it? Krishna is playing like a little cowherd boy. And we get to be there with Krishna, serving in our eternal spiritual form. Right now, we are not even aware of that. We are still trying to understand, I am not this body. But the more we hear, the more we hear, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Vandanam, Archanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atmanivedanam. These are the nine processes of devotional service. As we engage ourselves in this process, even one of them will take us higher and higher and higher towards the goal of the human form of life. And what is that? Self-realization, understanding who we are. Cheto darpanam arjanam, bhava maha davagni nirvapanam, shreya kairava chandrika vitranam, vidyavadu jivanam, anandam buddhivardhanam, pratipadam purnamritasvadanam, sarvatma snapanam, param vijayate shri krishna sankirtanam. Hari bol! How blessed we are! How fortunate we are! How wonderful this process is. You simply take part in this process and we will find little by little by little our anarthas will start going down, down, down. We will start getting more and more purified. As Srila Prabhupada said, you put an iron rod in the fire, slowly it becomes hotter and hotter and hotter, and at one point it's non-different from the fire. So we want to stay in the fire of Krishna consciousness. So we get fired up, right? How do we do that? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So all these scriptures, this wonderful scripture, Srimad Bhagavatam, describing the spiritual world, describing the Supreme Lord, describing His associates, His pastimes, are meant to enchant us and bring us back to Him. The Lord has come and given Himself in the form of His holy name. He has given Himself in the form of the beautiful deity form. Look at Panchatattva, how beautiful they are. How enchanting they are. And how much mercy. You just look at the eyes of the Lord and you just melt. You just pray, take me back. Help me to get rid of all my anarthas. Please purify me so that I can qualify to come back to the spiritual world. So what do we need to gain? Humility and tolerance. It's only through humility that we can approach the Lord. We have to become humble servitors of the servitors of the servitors of the servitors of the servitors of Krishna. Which means we must follow the orders of the spiritual master, who is the mercy manifestation of God. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado, yasya prasadan nagati kutopi, dhyayanstuvam stasya yashastri sandhyam, vande guru shri charanaravindam. Who is the spiritual master? He's the mercy manifestation of God Himself, who has come down to this material world to rescue us and take us back to Krishna. This is the mercy of Krishna Himself. So how much grateful we must be to this great soul who has left the spiritual world to come here in this material world to save us. So we must understand the position of the spiritual master, and then we should follow the instructions of the spiritual master to make our life successful. And what is that success? To be completely absorbed in Krishna. Right now we are completely absorbed in Maya. when am I going to get this, when am I going to get that, when am I going to get there, this, that, constantly. But the time will come, my dear spirit souls, as long as we stay in this process, that time will come when one day we will see Krishna face to face. What is the formula for that? Manmana bhava madbhakto madhyajimam namaskuru mam evaishasi satyam te pratijane priyosime. Always think of me, become my devotee, offer homage to me, worship me, and thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this because you are my very dear friend. So the all-powerful Lord is saying this. And Krishna knows everything about us. He knows past, present and future. Millions of years ago, when he spoke the same words to the sun god, Arjuna asked him, how do I know? This happened millions of years ago. And Krishna says, I was there, you were there, but I remember everything. You don't remember everything. Because we are jiva tattvas, we forget. Can you remember your last lifetime? Where you were, whom you were, who was your mom, who was your dad, who was your brother, who was your sister, who was your spouse, who were your kids, who were your grandkids, which species of life we were in. And our soul has been through all the species of life. And here we are in the human form of life. Finally, we can take advantage of the human form of life to make our life perfect by chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada said, just chant, keep chanting, and all your problems will be solved. Sometimes we think, this problem, that problem, this problem, that problem, how can I chant, how can I? Chant! Never mind the problem, chant! And you will find the problem melts away. Srila Prabhupada said, if you have a problem, go and stand in front of Gaur Nithai, fold your hands and say, my dear sir, this is the problem, and they will take care of it. Why not? Why not pray to Krishna? That's the only way we know to get out of the trouble we got ourselves into by coming here, right? So let's take advantage of the simple, sweet, sublime process of Krishna consciousness and go back to Krishna, where every word is a song, every step is a dance, and every day is a festival, and the happiness is ever increasing and never ends. You want to hear a song about this? Would you like to hear a song? I have Krishnaized a Christmas carol for you. You want to hear? You ready? All right, here we go. And now you must sing it with me. That's the condition. Chiming, kartal, chiming all the way. Kartal chiming, kartal chiming all the way. We are on our way back home, chanting all the way. On our way back home, chanting all the way. Many lifetimes ago, we thought we'd take some rides into Maya's world, and now we are paying the price. But here we are chanting, purifying our heart, praying to go home to Godhead, chanting all the way. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That's the key. Chant, chant, chant. Not can. Chant, chant, chant. And chant nicely, with attention, with devotion, calling out to Krishna, please help me, save me, take me back. I want to come back to you. That's the way we need to chant. Right? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and make our way back home, back to Godhead. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So now we can open up for questions, for comments, for criticisms, for corrections.
Hare Krishna, Mataji, thank you. We have question from Tilburg.
From whom?
Tilburg.
Okay.
Hare Krishna, Tilburg. Hare Krishna, Shri Devi Mataji, question. We have to become humble servitors of the Lord and our teachers, but at the same time, it is said to become friends with Krishna, according to the nine processes of devotional service. How to understand this?
First and foremost, my humble obeisance is to Tripur?
Tilburg.
Tilburg Prabhu? Is it a Prabhu or a Mataji?
It doesn't
say. Oh, okay. So my humble obeisance is all glories to Prabhupada, all glories to our Gurudevs. Thank you for this very nice question. Yes. Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atma Nivedanam. Sakhyam and Atma Nivedanam are very exalted states of Krishna consciousness. So it's not so easy to become friend of Krishna just like that. We have to follow the process. We have to become humble servitors first. We begin with Dasyam, Dasya Rasa. That means servitorship. And when we purify ourselves more and more and more, we will slowly make advancement through the various stages of bhakti. Adav Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya. We have to get initiated. Then comes Anartha Nivritti. That means clearing and purifying our hearts. Then we become very steady. That is called Nishtha. Then from Nishtha comes Ruchi, taste. Sweet taste for Krishna's name, Krishna's service. Then asakti, which means you cannot stop thinking of Krishna. You only think of Krishna. Then from there comes bhava and then prema. So these are very, very exalted stages of bhakti, and slowly we will progress one stage to the next stage to the next stage, and that's how we can perfect our Krishna consciousness in the various rasas. So friendship is actually Dasyam and Sakhyam. Sakhyam. Sakhyam and Atma Nivedanam are the topmost two stages where one becomes a friend and then one fully surrenders to the Lord. So it's not so simple. And the process is given. We have to follow that step by step, which means we must become humble servitors to our spiritual masters and take their guidance and their instructions as our life and soul. Tad vidhi pranipatena pari prashnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tattva darshinaha. What does that mean? Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because they have seen the truth. Krishna se tomara, Krishna dite paro. Who has Krishna? The pure devotee has Krishna. And only he can give Krishna to you. There's a beautiful song, right? Ohe Vaishnav Thakur. You know that song? Krishna se tomara, Krishna dite paro, tomara shakati ache. Ami to kangal, Krishna Krishna boli. Ami to kangal, Krishna Krishna boli. Dhaitava pache, pache. I am just a wretch. You have Krishna. You can give Krishna to me. So I am running behind you saying, Krishna, Krishna, give me Krishna. So who has Krishna? The pure devotee, the spiritual master. And only he can give Krishna to you. So therefore, we must follow the process of bhakti as it is given by the acharyas, as it is given by the parampara. Then we will make our lives perfect. So this stage of becoming friend with Krishna is a very exalted stage, like the Gopa. Gopa is the friend, you know. So they did not become Gopas just like that. They performed many, many, many meritorious deeds serving Krishna for many lifetimes, and then they became friends with Krishna in the spiritual world. They don't know Krishna is God. They just think he's their friend because Krishna covers them with his yoga maya potency. So this exalted position will come after many lifetimes of devotional service. It's not so easy to attain this position, but if we want to, if that's where our heart is, to become a friend of Krishna, why not? But we must follow the process. We must become servants. And then slowly we will advance. Is that okay? Okay. You can ask if that's satisfactory or not. Is that okay? Okay. Any other questions?
Yes, I don't understand one thing,
mm-hmm.
a lot of things, but there is one now. We said a lot of times I hear this eternal bliss, eternal happiness. I don't quite understand this, because I'm completely in duality. I cannot understand heat if I don't experience cold and
mm-hmm.
this kind of,
mm-hmm.
From my perspective.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like to listen the answer if you can talk about a little bit from the kitchen, because I need to go down.
Okay, sure. Well, the thing is, we don't understand so many things in the scriptures because it's beyond our capacity to understand. Right now, our understanding is very meager. We are like babies trying to do ABC. So what we can understand, big words or big truths or big knowledge, it's beyond our capacity to understand right now. But just like babies learn to speak, learn to talk, learn to walk, if we keep following the process, little by little by little, the truths of the Vedas, the knowledge will be revealed to us in our heart. Realized knowledge comes by following the process and applying the process, and then Krishna gives you experiences in bhakti that deepen your faith and clarify your understanding and gives you more and more knowledge to understand the truths in the scriptures. So it's not so easy to understand these big concepts. We don't have so much brain right now. We are just like tiny little babies, toddlers in Krishna consciousness. But if we continue to have faith and we continue to follow the process, Krishna will reciprocate by giving us knowledge. What does Krishna say? I destroy with the shining lamp of knowledge the darkness of ignorance. Isn't it? Nasayami bhavasto jnana deepena bhashvataha. 10th canto, Bhagavad Gita, 10th chapter, verse 11. Teshanu evanu kampartham. What is the next one? Tesham evanu kampartham. I forget the second line. Nashayami atma bhavasto. Let me look it up. Hold on. Yes, here we go. Tesham evanu kampartham. Aham agnana jam tamaha. Nashayami atma bhavasto. Jnana deepena bhasvata. What does that mean? To show them special mercy, I, dwelling in their hearts, destroy with a shining lamp of knowledge the darkness born of ignorance. So we are all struggling here. We are all born into ignorance. And the spiritual master comes and opens my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. What we say every day, Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. He has opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I was born in the darkest of ignorance. And then every day we sing in Guru Vandanam prayers. What do we sing? He who has given us the gift of transcendental vision is my Lord, birth after birth. It is by His mercy that divine knowledge is revealed within our hearts. destroying ignorance and bestowing pure love for Krishna. Isn't that what we sing? Chakudana diloje janme janme prabhu se divya gyan hride prakashito prema bhakti hoite avedya vinashayate vede gaya haracharito. Isn't that what we sing every day? That is the spiritual master's power and potency, because he can destroy all the darkness of ignorance from our hearts and give us pure love for Krishna. So this is the power of the spiritual master, and by following the process, little by little by little, the various truths of the scriptures will be revealed to us by and by. We must be patient though. We cannot expect to get everything all at once. Is that okay? Is that all right? Okay. Any other question? Any realizations? It's nice to share your realizations, because Krishna reveals things to you in the heart, you know. Yes, especially the pujaris. Okay. Would you like to take the microphone? Is there a microphone for her? For Swami Dhatri, so the internet audience can hear?
My English is so.
That's okay. Hold it close, yeah.
About Harinam, you before said, listen to the asana, to sing, to dance, to chant. New days, these Harinams, we went on Friday, Saturday, was really amazing. And I shared this what we photo and what we recording and feedback. Wow, they crying, they laughing, but the more crying when they saw this Harinam.
Mm-hmm.
And crying for not sadness, for happiness or such another feelings they couldn't explain.
Yes, because now their soul is responding to the love. What is Harinam? It's Radha Krishna's love coming in the form of the holy names. And now their souls are remembering that and crying, longing for that love, that reconnection with Krishna. So very nice to hear this, you know. Awakening of the souls is happening through the holy names. Thank you. Anything else? Okay. No more questions or comments. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.